A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 12th chapter, verses 38 to 50. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." But he answered them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it, except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came to the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. So also will it be with this evil generation." While he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside, asking to speak to him. But he replied to the man who told him, "And who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Timothy Behnke, St. John Lutheran Church, Marion Spring, Michigan.
Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our sermon text today is especially, "But he answered them, 'An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah.'" Signs. The Pharisees asked for a sign. And it seems simple, but it seems like they've got no clue because they've had plenty of signs. They've seen a man with his hand withered healed. Even though it was done on a Sabbath, Jesus didn't quite measure up to what he thought. They'd seen a demon-possessed man who could not speak and could not see, who now had no demon and could speak and see. But they attribute that to Beelzebul, the prince of demons. And so they wanted a sign to prove that Jesus was who he was. It doesn't have to be a big sign, just something really close that they could prove that he was from God. And well, Jesus said, "No, you don't get a sign. The only sign you get is a sign of Jonah." Now, I'm sure nobody understood at the time, but what he was saying was the resurrection would be the only sign that they get. Now, we're not so much different than those Pharisees. Now, we like to think that somehow they're the bad guys, but in that society, they were actually sort of the good guys, the ones that at least tried to live out their Judaism. But they had rejected Christ. And so, as they asked for a sign, it was out of unbelief. But see, we too are like them. We ask for signs. We want signs to somehow let us know about God. And there's a lot of reasons why we might want signs. I think part of it is the fact that we live in a world that is constantly saying God doesn't exist or God hates us, and we want a sign just to prove that God exists or that God loves us. Or the fact is that our family life is so messed up, or we have troubles with finances, or there's so many hardships going on in the world, or someone has died, and we just want a sign that God is near or that God loves us. Or we look at ourselves and we see the times that we give into sin, the times we give into temptation. We see the things that we do, and we know that we don't measure up. And we just think that, wow, if I just had a sign that I knew God still forgives me, still loves me, that'd be enough. But the problem with signs is, well, we always want another one. We always need another sign. Once you have a sign, you want another one. It's part of the Pharisees. They had plenty of signs. They would ask for signs again. But the fact of it is, sometimes God only gives us a sign of resurrection. Oh, there are a lot of other times that we do get signs through answered prayer, signs through God speaking to us through his word or through his people. We got signs in our baptism as he adopted us and cleansed us from sins. We get signs in the Lord's Supper as we participate in his death and resurrection and as we proclaim his gospel. But the fact of it is, sometimes all we're left with is the sign of the resurrection, the sign that he died and rose again, which proved that his ministry was good. It also proved that he defeated sin, death, and the devil. But he doesn't only give us a sign, he gives us a promise. He gives us a promise that, well, he'll be with us to the end of the age, and he gives us a promise that he will come again and make everything right. And so in the midst of this, we're left with a sign and a promise. And while at times we may want more, if we think about it, it's enough. The fact is, Christ has rose from the dead. It makes every Sunday a mini-Easter. It makes every day a mini-Easter as we celebrate that Christ's resurrection, his victory. And the fact is, he's coming again when he'll set everything right means that we can trust that he's working in our lives. And he'll continue to give us other ones. But in the end, we're often just left with the sign of the resurrection, the sign of Jonah, and the promise to come again. And that's enough. Amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Behnke for this meditation on God's Word.